welcome to the very first podcast of Straight Up Gaming. I'm your host, Silent Wolf, and thank you for joining us this evening. Maybe a little bit about myself first is that my name's Ian. We're located in Dallas, and really the reason why I started this blog and also this podcast is to get across some of the frustrations and that we've had. I personally experienced with a lot of the hype that we see through marketing, and you know, the fact that it's very hard to get straight up truth from almost any preview or review I read these days, both online and in print. And so really I wanted to start conveying that myself. And I look forward to bringing you some really cut and dry reviews and some really cut and dry previews, which is something that we just don't see a whole lot of. One of the cool things that we're going to be bringing you in the next couple of weeks is some interviews with some developers who are my favorite developers, one of which is Bungie. And we also have some more podcasts, some more guest writers coming for you. So I look forward to that coming up soon. Today we're going to talk about some news as well as some of the things that we're going to be doing with the site regarding reviews. Some of it was touched on in the blog, but we'll get to that later. First bit of news is the fact that the Nintendo Wii is now talking about that it's going to be about $200 price point, as opposed to the PS3 that's coming in at $600. The difference is staggering, really. At the cost of an Xbox, of course, you can get one for either $400 or $300 for the stripped-down model. So really what you're seeing is a very strange appearance from Nintendo, and at the same time, an extremely surprising move from Sony with the PlayStation 3 price point. Really, it begs to be seen what's going to happen with what gamers are going to respond to. If they're going to plunk down the cash for the system for the PS3, or if they'll maybe save their pennies and use that money for some games for the 360, or perhaps a Nintendo Wii. What I think you're going to see is somewhat of a shift. I think people are actually going to stay away from the PS3 to some extent. Of course, you know they're still going to sell out and make gobs of money the first couple months that they go through it. But I don't know if they're going to capture as much of the market as they might be expecting, especially with the fact that inevitably there will be shortage problems. There always is, always has been, and there will continue to be shortages with game releases. So, of course, they might sell through the initial shipment, but it'll be surprising to see if they can continue to keep that momentum up throughout the rest of the spring. Microsoft seems to have some pretty good games lined up for them to combat that. Of course, we got Gears of War lined up. And then they also have Mass Effect and, of course, the next Splinter Cell, Rainbow Six, your standard shooters lined up as well. So it should be interesting to see what goes on there. But completely out of the ballpark is Nintendo Wii. They have such a different approach than I've ever seen from Nintendo before, in the sense that they're really not going after the same target market as Microsoft and PS3 is. Obviously, the graphics is going to be a little less to be desired than the other two competitors, but they're offering a new control scheme, and that control scheme, I think, is going to not just set them apart, but also raise the bar for what we come to expect from gameplay. So it should be interesting what goes on there. It's really any man's call to make, but I think we're going to see some surprises from Nintendo in the future. This week, they announced the Halo Movie Director, and he's kind of a surprise. It's kind of a different choice. He's a director that's really only done commercials and short films. But it's an interesting choice for Microsoft to make, because up until this point, I can't think of a single good movie game conversion. It's just, let's not talk about Tomb Raider. I mean, no. So it'll be interesting to see if they can pull out something from an indie developer and someone that really doesn't have a whole lot of street cred yet, say in Hollywood. We also had a few releases this week. Dead Rising was released, as well as 99 Nights. Dead Rising was a zombie game, and although it was a zombie game, it's not your standard survival horror type of game. It's got a more camp and feel to it, and we have a few more reviews that are going to be coming out for that on our site within the next 2 weeks or so. We take our time a little bit with the reviews. What we have is a four-tiered review system. Four people review the game, play the game, and then we all give our thoughts on it. And so that, to me, is going to give you more of an unfiltered look at what how the game really is, and a variety of different gamers' perspective on it, not just my own. 99 Nights is something that I've been playing through and enjoying to some extent, but it really is a very basic game. It's, you know, taking a tried and true formula that Dynasty Warriors kind of perfected and doing the same thing with it, with prettier graphics. And to me, the graphics are prettier, but it's not really what I expect from next generation software. And that tends to be a trend of things that come out. Although there have been some very solid releases like Ghost Recon 4, Fight Night 3 is amazing, and you know, Oblivion also raised the standard from what we expect. A lot of what we're seeing is, you know, a limitation by the art department. The things that we're seeing in games are not really staggering as we would expect them to be. Perhaps it's too early on to tell, but even from a perspective of next generation gaming, I don't see anything from Sony really blowing me out of the park. The closest thing on the horizon is really Gears of War and Mass Effect, both of which are 360 exclusives. So it'll be interesting to see if where they're actually going to go graphics-wise, because the starting gate has been set, and the starting bar has been set very low. So I honestly can't say I'm impressed. Well, we're going to be doing a few things with the review. I touched on it earlier. It's a little bit different. One of the things that I've had a major gripe with is the fact that many reviews are from one person's perspective. They have perhaps, like, say myself, I'm an action gamer. I love action games. Metal Gear Solid, Halo, those are like my favorite games, types of games. I don't really get too much into the role-playing games. I do enjoy the standard few. There's a few Final Fantasies I liked, and I love Knights of the Old Republic. But other than that, you know, I don't really like them. So is it fair for a person like me who doesn't really like role-playing games to review something like a Morrowind or Oblivion? I don't think so. So what you're going to see from us is a four-tiered system, which I discussed, and you'll have, you know, really different people's views on it. We've got a guy that's real into RPGs. We've got another guy that's really just kind of a jaded type gamer. He likes a few things. He's kind of, an EA fan, if you can believe it or not. He's the one guy out there that's an EA fan. But, you know, so we've got a variety of personalities, and I think that's going to lend itself real well to a different format of reviews than you're used to. So look for that within the next couple weeks. Thanks a lot for coming, and this is our first podcast, so very excited. Thanks for all the nice words that everyone's put on the site. And next week, expect a guest writer from unnamed sourced, and we'll see you next week.